Indonesia, the world service of Radio Republik Indonesia in Jakarta. Listener, welcome back to Muhammad Faisal on Indonesia Today. On Thursday, 17th April 2025. I hope that all of you are fine. Whatever you do, remember, today must be better than yesterday. Well, to all of you, while listening to the program, I'd like to start this with, you know, all of your questions that even entertainment that some of Indonesia that would like to continue for 6 hours ahead. You know that our team has already prepared our interesting segments that cannot only educate you, but even entertain you for today's edition with me, Muhammad Faisal. So stay tuned at the moment, voices ID. Just make sure that today you are fine and just be your best, and I believe that you can work it out, you can work your activities out so well. And also, whatever it is, this must be done carefully, effectively, and enthusiastically. Migrant workers of Indonesia is pursuing opportunities for the placement of professional elderly nurses or caregivers abroad, including in Singapore, through coordination with several ministries. The ministry recently stated that Singapore will serve as the pilot project for this cooperation. This is based on data showing that of the total 250,000 Indonesian citizens in Singapore, around 166,000 are female domestic workers. In addition, Singapore is projected to need 24,000 nurses by 2030. Indonesian Social Affairs Minister Saiful Yusuf called on all regional heads in Central Kalimantan to collaborate to alleviate poverty. In ministry statement on Wednesday, Minister Yusuf emphasized the importance of cross-sector cooperation to further reduce the province's already low poverty rate. He said Central Kalimantan is a province with a relatively low poverty rate, and this deserves praise. That's the news. We'll be right back. service of radio and public Indonesia, broadcast in nine language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3.325 kHz and 4.755 kHz, and by streaming on voanews.id and RFE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Kisarani, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Music and Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. For foreigners or even Indonesian people who are still traveling, maybe on the way, at least before you head for one city into another city, it is also much better to know about weather forecast. Yes, in this case I'd like to share you the weather forecast, especially for some cities in Indonesia. I would like now to start the city from, you know, the eastern part of Indonesia. Yes, the eastern region of Indonesia. I mean, here is Jayapura City. Yes, it is forecast quite rainy with temperature 21 up to 30 degrees Celsius. And for today also, I would like to share you, announce you, and even share some Indonesian cities here, especially for weather forecast. Here now, next we go to Merauke City. The city is forecast quite rainy. Quite rainy, I mean, with temperature 23 up to 33 degrees Celsius. Next we fly to Ambon. Yes, Ambon City. The city is forecast rainy with temperature 24 up to 32 degrees Celsius. Meanwhile, Makassar in South Sulawesi, it is forecast quite rainy with temperature 23 up to 31 degrees Celsius. And then next we go to Manado City, North Sulawesi. It is forecast cloudy with temperature 22 up to 30 degrees Celsius. Next we go to Mataram City. The city is forecast light rain with temperature 24 up to 32 degrees Celsius. Next we go to some cities, another cities. Now it is from Tanjung Pinang. Yes, the city is forecast heavy cloudy with temperature 25 up to 30 degrees Celsius. And then we move to Pontianak City in West Kalimantan. The city is forecast light rain with temperature 24 up to 31 degrees Celsius. Surabaya in East Java. The city is forecast rainy with temperature 23 up to 30 degrees Celsius. Meanwhile, Semarang in Central Java, it is forecast the same as Surabaya, rainy with temperature, but it's different. It is forecast 21 up to 31 degrees Celsius. Next, we go to Bandung in West Java. The city is forecast rainy with temperature 20 up to 32 degrees Celsius. What about Central Jakarta? I mean, yes, it is Jakarta Pusat, I mean, Central Jakarta, where our office based here. The city is forecast heavy cloudy with temperature 24 up to 30 degrees Celsius. And then we go to Medan in North Sumatra. It is forecast rainy with temperature 22 up to 32 degrees Celsius. Last is we fly to Banda Aceh City. It is forecast rainy with temperature 23 up to 31 degrees Celsius. And listen, the weather forecast is from Meteorology, Climatology, and Geophysics Agency of Indonesia. Hopefully this can be beneficial for you, at least when you are traveling to Indonesia and you know about the weather forecast for today on 17th April 2025. Don't worry, now we have already started also, the song that would like to entertain you. Now the song is from, what's that? What song is it? Yes, the song is from Derby with title Gora Asmara. Enjoy the song. We'll be right back. brown sugar, put a bundle of abandonous leaves. The ingredients are then cooked until boiled and it turns into porridge. Once it's cooked, Everybody, you're not joining us, not ideal listener. You are still with me on the Paisal on Indonesia today. It seems to have hungry. Why did we start to mean yes when we are hungry? It seems in Indonesia, usually in the morning when they have breakfast, they have also their own culinary and even what we call such, you know, the food on rice here made of, the ripe, or like you say, the well-cooked rice, what we call here, as a nasi here. The name is nasi uduk, yes. This also as one of Indonesian traditional, culinary here. In the morning, usually as breakfast, they eat only yeri-yeri, it's a nasi uduk. And even sometimes there's also lontong. Lontong is covered as, you know, the well-cooked rice here, covered by banana leaves, and the name is lontong. And the lontong also consists of such, you know, the well-cooked carrot. So sometimes also we eat like, you know, one here in the morning here as our breakfast listeners. But I don't know, maybe in your country, but at least you have also maybe your own tradition, maybe. As breakfast, maybe you usually eat, the food that you like to eat in the morning. Well, yes, talking about, culinary, it's just that we sometimes make us hungry. Remember, not angry, but hungry, yes, when we are, our stomach is not full, maybe, sometimes we feel hungry and we need to eat food. Well, now, but we not only talk about food, but I would like also to share about wise food. This is also still related because sometimes when we are hungry, when after we eat and our stomach is full, we are able to think clearly, we are able to act or behave effectively. So by listening to and understanding wise word and knowing wise word, I believe that we are also able to encourage ourselves to make our activities better, much better, and also can be done effectively. Now the wise word that we have would like to share is from Muhammad Nasir. He said, to reach something, one must fight for it. Like picking coconut on the tree, you don't wait it fall like a ripe durian. Well, Muhammad Nasir is an Indonesian scholar, fighter, politician, and also religious figure. He was the prime minister in the era of 1950 up to 1951, the Masumi organization figure, and also freedom fighter. He's also known for his politeness and intelligence, honesty, care, and persistence.
Chinese, which is rich in history and culture, was recognized by an elder of the Kapukuhan Blue Item of the
dari pagi timing pasar pasarnya itu.
The market share is still pretty much. At least 400,000 visitors come to Chinese in 1 year, a very fantastic figure, even though they are local tourists. But now, tourists from Brunei, Malaysia, and Thailand begin to have permanent schedule to come here. We already have halal tours and cultural tours, and this is amazing. Talking about Kalu tourism, the local people claim that the true origin of Kalu is absolutely Chinese.
It has bell shapes. It is small and funny that everybody likes it. However, we general, Kreutzwit is round. On the top of it, there are usually sprinkles to make it more beautiful and delicious. Kreutzwit is a quite popular snack in Jakarta, and this cake is found in large parts of the city. However, usually Kreutzwit is sold in school areas and traditional markets. It is quite cheap. It costs about 1,000 rupees per piece. It depends on the topping. Kreutzwit with cheese is usually more expensive than Kreutzwit with sprinkles. You can also order cooked or half-cooked Kreutzwit, but have delicious taste.
Well, here's the song Seo Mama by Melky Gusso. Enjoy!